I'd like to call this regular meeting of the New Britain City Council to order at 7:34 p.m. The date is April 8th, 2015. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
All the persons truly here. Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platosh.
Here.
Sanchez.
Here.
Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Pabon.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Walensky.
Here.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Clerk.
O God, our Heavenly Father, as the days grow longer and warmer, we thank all of our volunteers that prepare the rose beds at the Walnut Hill Rose Garden. We thank our parks employees for getting Stanley Quarter Pond ready for this Saturday's fishing derby, Stanley Golf Course ready for another excellent season, all of the Little League fields ready for opening day, all of the fantastic recreational programs for our youth and adults, and unfortunately, the last losing season of Rockettes baseball. We ask this in thy name. I added the losing part, I'm sorry. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. And the Pledge of Allegiance. Mayor Stewart, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I just want to take this moment to remind everybody that April 16th, is that next week? That's next week, next Thursday. We're going to have a special meeting for my budget presentation at 6:30. And that's all I'm going to say about it right now. So next Thursday, April 16th, 6:30. Yeah. And at this moment, I would like to call up Chief Renalter. And Bruce, are you coming with me? And okay. And my pops.
Yes.
And Dr. Bono.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the opportunity. So we're here tonight to celebrate a joyous occasion of 10 years of the New Britain Fire Department providing first responder service at the EMS first responder level. It started March 16th, 2005, and so last month was 10 years. It's hard to believe. And that was after months of training. And I'll let Bruce Baxter from EMS speak in a few minutes, so we have Bruce Baxter, former Mayor Stewart, and Dr. Bono, who are all instrumental in making this whole system a success. And it is a system. It's not just New Britain Fire Department, it's New Britain EMS. It's the public safety telecommunicators in the dispatch center, it's New Britain Police Department, Hospital Central Connecticut, Emergency Department, Dr. Bono and his team up there that all collaboratively work together to get us to this point. But I do say, you know, sometimes people ask us what kind of calls we respond on. You know, some of the calls we respond to, you know, we're not saving lives every single call, just like an emergency department isn't. But there are calls where many times we do intervene and save someone's life. A case in point tonight, and I don't think he wants to speak later, but Dale Brunetto, who's a retired firefighter of ours, sitting back in the back of the room, suffered a cardiac arrest last September, he was saved and is here tonight with us because of the rapid response of our firefighters, New Britain EMS, and the care he received at the Hospital Central Connecticut. So while those don't happen every day, when they do, if it's a loved one of yours, you're awful glad that the system, and it is a system, comes together to deliver optimal care to actually save people's lives. So that's the thing that we're proud of and that we continue to do every day. And so I think Bruce will speak next.
Thank you, Tom. And I want to thank the City Council and the previous City Councils for supporting a concept that allowed the City of New Britain 10 years ago to keep pace with the rest of the nation. Well, we've not kept pace. We've become a pace setter. So just to put some perspective to this, in the last 10 years, New Britain EMS has managed over 130,000 patients. The fire department has corresponded with us for 24,000 calls, which represent the percentage of people who are deemed to be the most critical the patients who have time-sensitive medical emergencies where time is of the essence for professional care to be initiated. It's amazing when I take a look at patient outcomes, which Dr. Bono will talk about in a couple of minutes, and when I take a look at our colleague, our now retired colleague, who's sitting back in the room smiling, that had he experienced that cardiac arrest prior to 2007, we all would have likely been attending a funeral. Today, we restart 40% of the patients' hearts who have stopped, and of that 40%, about 15 to 20 are being discharged home in the same condition as their colleague. Now, I don't know about you, it costs money to support this endeavor, but when people around the state look at the city of New Britain, their EMS system rises to the top. So to my colleagues, my 168 colleagues that work for the fire department, thank you for doing what you're doing, because you allow us collectively to save more lives. And to each one of you, you can be proud with the outcomes that your city's EMS system, and it is a true collaboration, because the actual intervention begins with the dispatcher on the other end of the phone with the caller. You had one of the first municipal 911 centers to have trained and certified emergency medical dispatchers, which means they are trained and capable and actually start coaching the caller in critical cases, such as a cardiac arrest, where your heart stopped beating and you're not breathing, to do CPR. You were one of the first municipal centers in the state to do that. You have a lot to be proud of. And with that, I want to pass the mic to my good colleague, former Mayor Stewart.
Well, I can't believe it's 10 years. You know, I didn't have this gray hair 10 years ago when we started this. When I got the phone call the other day that they were going to acknowledge this evening, it was kind of startling to me because it seemed like it was yesterday. You know, the discussions about doing first responder and EMS services and our systems of care here go back many, many years. I mean, back to predate Mr. Baxter's tenure here, I think when Mark Turney was you're the executive director there, we had discussions many, many years ago, and there was always kind of a group of us within the fire department that thought that this was a great thing for the city and pushed, and you know, the chief, myself, and a bunch of folks always thought that this was going to be the end game here for the completion of a total system to protect the people in this community. And eventually it got there with a lot of pain and suffering on some people's parts, and unfortunately, people like Dale, God bless you, Dale, we're glad you're still here. But it just goes to show you that it was the right thing to do. And, you know, after some really long negotiations with the fire union, you know, both Don Martin and myself knew that this was a great thing for this community. And, you know, with very little pain on both of our sides, I think, you know, the proof is in the pudding here. We can see that these folks are out here supporting this system, and the fire department is the first responder that is on the scene all the time. You know, we always get the questions, why is a big fire truck pulling up to my house when you're having a medical emergency? Well, those are the people you want to see, and it's a great thing for this community. And I can't thank all of the partners that put this thing together, the hospital, EMS, the fire department, the fire union, and everybody that came together, including the city, you know, our management at that time to make this happen. But most especially you guys who bought into it. Suzanne was a great advocate for this thing from day one. You know, Mike, I think the two of you were probably, I don't know if anybody else was here back in 2005.
Lou might have been,
but you know, it was a leap of faith, I think, for us to say, you know, yes, let's do something really good for this community, and it's proven to be beneficial, and it's provided a quality of care to the people in this community second to none. So I just want to thank you.
Good evening. I'm not much into public speaking, so bear with me, and hence the paper. But I just want to say, quality emergency medical care in New Britain is delivered by a team of dedicated people, and that team is here. It begins with a 911 call for help. You have dispatchers that instruct bystanders on potentially life-saving maneuvers while they wait for the help to arrive. Our fire department first responders are on the scene within minutes, and they're able to begin treatment immediately, which can range from basic care but also to life-saving care, CPR, and early AED use. New Britain EMS is then able to provide advanced level of life support quickly and efficiently, and then transporting the patient to the ER where we get to take over. And honestly, more times than not, they make my job so much easier because they've done all my work and they've stabilized somebody and we have the easier part. 10 years ago, we were missing a valuable part of this team, and that was the fire department first responders. We now have them. They're doing an awesome job. They've made great contributions to the care of all of our patients, and especially the critically ill patients. Their work has resulted in significant improvements in the outcomes of people experiencing cardiac arrest, and we have somebody here to attest to that. I know I'm biased, but I truly believe that the City of New Britain has the best emergency medical response system and team in the state. Thank you.
And while the mayor's going down there, this is the picture that was taken to commemorate March 16, 2005, the implementation of first responder with both the fire department and New Britain EMS coming together in the picture. And I believe that former Mayor Stewart is allowing current Mayor Stewart to have this now in her office to on loan in her office, just to share that.
Hi, I'm Dale, and these guys kind of downplayed it, but I wouldn't be here without them. A couple guardian angels at the firehouse. I was dead when they got to my house, and here I am, thanks to them and EMS and the hospital. But it's a great program. Mm-hmm. It's a great program. I retired right as it started, so. But I want to thank you guys for the program. Thank you.
And we are very proud to still have that going to this day. I have left the stage to the podium to present an official proclamation that I will read into the record to present to Chief Renalter, Bruce Baxter, probably Jim Donnelly if he's here somewhere, and everyone that's here today, because the City of New Britain is committed to protecting the health and welfare of its citizens above all else. So, whereas in an effort to reduce response times and improve the outcomes of patients experiencing time-sensitive medical emergencies, the New Britain Fire Department began partnering with New Britain Emergency Medical Services in 2004 as trained and equipped basic supplemental medical first responders. And whereas, excuse me, after 6 months of intensive training with New Britain EMS, the New Britain Fire Department formalized their role as emergency medical first response partners on March 16th of 2005, which to date has benefited more than 24,000 patients in our city. And whereas after a decade of success, the partnership has become a model for other communities seeking to reduce mortality and rates associated with sudden out-of-hospital medical and traumatic emergencies. So now, therefore, as Mayor of the City of New Britain, I join with all the members of our wonderful City Council here tonight and all of our fellow residents in congratulating the New Britain Fire Department and New Britain EMS on 10 years of distinguished service as our medical first responders. A witness thereof, I have here and to set my hand and cause the seal of the City of New Britain this 8th day of April 2015. Chief?
Thank you, Your Honor. I won't repeat a lot of what's been said, but, you know, as far as I just want people to know, like, this was the reason that I was on the council, that I ran for council initially. My dad almost passed away from a heart attack. We didn't have first responder, and had someone broken their arm before, you know, 10 minutes before my dad had his heart attack, the ambulance would have been picking up somebody with a broken leg or something. So this implements a process to where if it's a life-threatening emergency, the firefighters are the first responders, they're the first ones on the line, and obviously we've seen the fruits of this program, that it's saving lives. And some of the numbers that Bruce said earlier, I remember when we first talked about it, that our save rate was like 0% in a heart attack. because the time frame was just too long before we only had ambulance. You know, New Britain EMS is an ambulance. They're the carrier. They're an ambulance provider. So the first responder gets there first, and they actually do the stabilization. You know, Bruce's team is very skilled in that, but they can't be everywhere. They have paramedics. They're skilled in life-saving, but they can't be everywhere. There just isn't enough of them to get there in that period of time. So therefore, having the firefighters do that is, you know, is a wonderful thing. This was in, you know, for me, a seven-year fight prior to the implementation in 2015. And as I said to former Mayor Stewart, this was something that we both always saw eye to eye on. We always knew it was a good job. It started under Mayor Pavlak, and it carried into Mayor Stewart's administration, and he was able to complete the negotiation with the fire department to, you know, get this as part of New Britain. And I agree with everyone in their comments in that having this implemented, you know, it's really made a change to the lives of our residents. So I thank everyone involved. I thank the firefighters every day for, you know, your call volume and what you do is, you know, significantly higher than what it used to be. And you're out there every day going on calls, answering. You never know when it's going to be a case where you're, you know, where it's going to be a matter of life and death, true life and death, and you just face it every day, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderman Truman.
Thank you, Your Honor. I don't want to repeat too much of what was already said, but if I remember correctly, this it was not an easy fight by any means to have this happen. I think it failed twice, actually. I believe it when it came to the full council, it was voted down first. So of course, it is a little difficult to agree with Mayor Stewart, the former. Tough to believe that it actually came to fruition 10 years ago, but it started, of course, long before that. And now we can all stand up here and say what a great thing it was, but there were a lot of complicated questions that people were not didn't want to do. Why is a firefighter going to be in the emergency or in the health field was one of the big questions. That was how much is it going to cost? Matter of fact, I think that's why it failed when it first came to the council, was the cost was prohibitive. But I think this and the call rates went from, I think now they're got to be what in the mid 60% for medical emergencies on the fire department side nowadays, which is dramatically different than what it was before. But sometimes you get enough people together from different viewpoints that can actually see through the see the forest beyond the tree right in front of you, and it works out, and lives are saved because of it. And there's a response rate down for medical emergencies down by 4 minutes or so. Is that correct? Those are 4 minutes. It's a lot of time, and the heart stops. Impressive things. Thank you. It's a testament to the city, to all the parties in the city that can get together and see good things. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to the approval of the minutes, Alderwoman Cull.
I make a motion to accept make a motion to accept and adopt our minutes from our regular meeting of February 25th, 2015, and also our regular meeting of March 11th, 2015.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions, comments, amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Amendments to the agenda, Alderwoman Collins.
Okay, Your Honor, amendments to the agenda. We have an additional addition I and a substitution number 10 resolution.
Addition I, substitution number 10, mm-hmm. Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Claytosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. petitions, Mr. Clerk?
Yes, we have two. First petition is from Alderman Dave DeFranzo. Please have the Health Department provide a report to the Common Council within 45 days regarding the potential termination of the child care clinic services at the Hospital of Central Connecticut. Any time frame that may be planned, the potential impact on the local community and its health care providers, and any plans for continuing services to current patients.
We'll refer that to the Health Department. Thanks.
Second one is from Alderman Robert Smedley. To request a timeline report of meetings with GOAPE and Parks and Recreation or any other city department. Details should include any contractual agreements, written or verbal, and or decisions that were made after the GOAPE presentation to the Common Council.
Parks and Rec.
And that is it, Your Honor.
Smedley. Thank you very much. Consent agenda. Alderwoman Collins.
Your Honor. The following items are on consent. Items A, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I. The only item off of consent is item B.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Any questions, comments? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderpersons Truworthy. Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvia.
Yes.
Fabone.
Yes.
D'Antonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Item B, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and refer to the Committee on Admin, Finance, and Law.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
This report is the report of the Civil Service Commission. We have a resolution that's on the agenda as well with regards to the revision to the merit rules, and I think it's appropriate that this go along with the resolution when it goes to committee, just so that all of it is there and all of it can go and come back together. So I urge referral. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to resolution numero uno. Alderwoman Black.
I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution one.
Seconded by Alderman DeFranzo.
This resolution is concerning the Memorial Day Parade, and the City of New Britain is responsible for making all arrangements for the Memorial Day Parade. Department is requesting $10,000 in order to pay the Memorial Day Parade band and entertainment, whereas the money is available for this purpose under the city constituent account. And expenditure is administration and constituents, $10,000. Expenditure is recreation program rental supplies, $7,000. Recreation program advertising, $1,000. Recreation program operating material and supplies, $2,000. Total of $10,000. I urge adoption. This is for the Memorial Parade.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Question? Comment? Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
D'Antonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll see you at the parade. Thankfully now. We're very glad that we can have one now. Thank you all very much. Resolution number two, Alderman Truworthy.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution two.
Second.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. Alderman.
Your Honor, this is a resolution that recognizes April as in April 2015 as Autism Awareness Month. I'd like to read the entire resolution if I might. I'll do so quickly, but it seems I'm not sure if I'm meeting new people or more people that I know are having children. I don't know that either is the case, but it does seem that I know more and more people who have children with autism and to a variety of degrees and the challenges and struggles that they face. Last April 2nd was Autism Awareness Day. I'll read it, that probably sums up everything best. Whereas autism spectrum disorder and autism are both general forms of a complex disorder of brain development, These disorders are characterized in varying degrees by difficulties in social interaction, verbal and nonverbal communication, repetitive behaviors. They include autistic disorder, Rett syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, pervasive developmental disorder, not otherwise specified, in Asperger syndrome. Whereas the following facts about autism, and these are updated for this year. Autism now affects 1 in 68 children, 1 in 54 boys, and 1 in 189 girls. More children will be diagnosed with autism than AIDS, diabetes, and cancer combined. Autism is the fastest growing serious developmental disability in the United States. It is estimated that over 1.5 million people in the United States have autism. Autism receives less than 5% of the government research funding of many less prevalent childhood diseases. And unfortunately, there is no medical detection or cure for autism. Whereas the 8th annual World Autism Day was April 2nd, 2015, and every year autism organizations around the world celebrate the day with unique fundraising and awareness raising events. Whereas the Autism Society has been celebrating National Autism Awareness Month since the 1970s, the United States recognizes April as a special community for everyone to educate the public about autism and the issues with the autism community. Whereas the Parks and Recreation Community Services Division Disabilities Program also acknowledges the importance of autism awareness, now therefore be it finally resolved that the Common Council and the Mayor of the City of New Britain to recognize and designate April as Autism Awareness Month. So thank you, Your Honor, and thank you to the Chamber for allowing me to read the entire resolution.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, Alderman Sanchez.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to accept and adopt Resolution 3.
Second, Your Honor.
April 11th marks the 47th anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Each year, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, amongst many other entities, recognize April as Fair Housing Month. The City of New Britain is no different, and we as a community and those elected endorse and continue to endorse Fair Housing Policy Section 2-198 in the City Ordinance, which ensures that no person shall discriminate with respect to housing in the city. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution number 4, Alderman DeFranco.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer to the Licenses Committee.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you. This is just a resolution to provide a license to the Polish Foundation of New Britain for their Little Poland Festival, which is going to be held Sunday, April 26th, from the hours of 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's a festival that is really exploded in the last several years. So I urge adoption, or I urge referral, I guess, and we'll discuss this more at the next meeting.
Thank you, Alderman. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 5, Alderman Franzo.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer to the Licenses Committee.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
This is to provide a license to Sacred Heart Church for their annual Odd Post Festival, which is going to be held Friday, June 26th and Saturday, June 27th. On the Sacred Heart Church grounds on Broad Street and Gold Street.
Okay. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman DeFranco.
Thank you. Make a motion to accept and refer to the Licenses Committee.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Smedley.
Thank you. Again, this is a resolution to provide a license to the Pulaski Club Incorporated for a festival, a bazaar / carnival that they're going to be holding on Friday, April 24th, Saturday, April 25th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, April 26th from 12 p.m. To 6 p.m. It'll be held in the Pulaski Club parking lot at 89 Grove Street.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman DeFronzo.
And finally, make a motion to accept and refer to the licenses committee.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you. This is a resolution to provide a license for Dojinki. That's going to be held, the Dojinki Festival, that's going to be held Saturday, August 22nd, and Sunday, August 23rd, at the Polish Falcons Field, Polanka, on Farmington Avenue in New Bray.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Are you all done?
Yeah,
that's just kidding. Just kidding. Resolution number 8, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 8.
Second.
Seconded by 5-4, Alderman Smedley.
And the fact that Alderman DeFronzo was standing for so long shows you all the good things going on in New Britain. That it should be a good summer. Resolution number 8 is for the police department. State OPM has money to give to the police department. We're happy to take it. It's $34,000, and they'll be using it for community policing outreach events to target investigations and operations in particular neighborhoods, gun violence, gang violence, drug crime, domestic violence, and sexual assaults. And I urge adoption, and I thank the police department for all the good work they do, too.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Chief's here to answer any of them. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 9, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Pavone.
And resolution number 9 is again an appropriation of dollars to the police department. This time it's from the Connecticut DOT. And it is in the amount of $53,300, and it will be used to, to overtime to support distracted driving, high visibility enforcement. So it's through the time frame of April 15th through September 15th. So be careful when you're on your cell phone or you're distracted for
just
other
don't do it.
Doing whatever texting. You're not supposed to be doing stuff like that. And I urge adoption. Thank you again to the police department. They do a great job.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Stay off your phones while you're driving. I don't do that at all. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 10, Alderman Naples.
Your Honor, I move to accept and refer resolution substitute 10.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman DeFronzo.
I presume it's getting referred to admin, finance, and law.
Yep.
This is to do two things: change the fee requirement exceptions for copying and scanning public records, and to include a definition of indigent. The definition of indigent was added by the Corporation Council. So the main thrust of this was to clarify the rules for who can get what for free. And the substitution, the only change, and it's significant, it's a co-sponsor by Alderman DeFronzo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions or comments on the referral? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 11, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and refer resolution number 11 to admin, finance, and law.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
We're going to have a busy committee meeting. This is the second half of the merit rule requested change. Basically, what this is doing is we currently have on the books for the police department the ability to take what we call lateral transfers, which are police officers, which are already trained, and bring them into the city without there having to be a list and without them having to go through a bunch of other training. This is doing the same thing for the fire department, being that we have both a very mature police department still, although we have a lot of new members of the police department, but our fire department is very mature. This will help us get firefighters online quicker, and they're already trained, so it saves the city money as well. So it'll go to committee. We'll discuss it. I believe that everyone in the fire department, as well as the chief, is and the mayor's in favor of it. So I hope it passes, and we'll get it back at the next council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Alderman Truworthy.
Your Honor, may I have a quick question to the chief, please? It's not a referral, if you'll permit.
Sure.
Chief, you know, I would happen to thank you. Good evening, Chief. Through you, a question, Your Honor, through you to the question of the Chief. We're in the middle of hiring right now, and we were all at a community meeting the other night. You mentioned it. 600 something applications came in.
Yes, sir.
Will this, regardless of how quickly we act, I think this is a great idea if we do it in the fire department. So, regardless of how quickly we act, will this be able to impact that or reduce the number of hires that we'll have to train because of lateral transfers that will come in and we can have them online immediately? Do you see this impacting the hires that are coming up in the next few weeks?
Potentially. Potentially. Yeah, I think we'll have to wait and see what the mix is. I would just point out, we keep calling this, I brought this up at the civil service hearing, we're calling this the lateral transfer, you know, program, similar to the police department. Thing is, and Chief Wardwell could correct me, but to be a police officer in the state of Connecticut, typically you're working for a police department to be certified. The two are linked. And there's only paid police departments. Whereas because of volunteer firefighters and smaller departments, there are people out there, which I'm sure would be some of our audience for this program, that they've never been a firefighter, they're not a paid firefighter in a career department. They're a volunteer and they actually put themselves through school, which you can do in the state of Connecticut if you pay the tuition and you have a volunteer fire chief, because you're a volunteer, say, in Farmington, and he'll cover you for the insurance, but you pay your own money to go to the State Fire Academy to become trained to the same level we train our people. Some of those people will be applying. The thing is, they're not really transferring from another career department. They're trained. They would save us that money, but they may not be coming from another department with work history similar to, say, which is one of the advantages, similar to the police department. So there is... I think it's better to call it the pre-trained program than lateral transfers, because personally, I think more of the people that would be interested will be the people that really haven't worked in other departments.
All right, great.
So not that you know, negates any of the benefit, but it's just sort of a nuance.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification, and thank you for the leniency, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Salvia.
I don't want to have anything, I don't have anything to say per se about this resolution, but I would like to take the opportunity here to say something about commissions. There was a time, and many of you were here then, when commissions served a different role completely than what they do now. They had a lot more power at some time. In some cases, they had the power to hire and fire and things such as that. And that was, pre-1997 or so. Anyway, some of the commissioners used to get paid quite handsomely. I remember members of the police commission would get $1,000 when the aldermen at the time were making $750. And that was really something. And I can recall when... group of friends of mine that were on the councils at the time, and they took away the pay for police commissioners, and one of the police commissioners at the time said, "What are you doing? You took away my $1,000. Now my wife's fur coat is not going to become a reality." So anyway, it wasn't always that way. And back in 2000, when we had our, I think, most recent complete charter revision commission, a lot of things changed as far as commissions were concerned. They were pretty much stripped of all their real powers, so to speak, if I may put that word in quotation marks. And what ended up was commissions that could make recommendations and things like that, but they weren't necessarily given any power. One of the fortunate things about when that happened was that, for instance, I read this in a report given to this city by Mirtha and Kalina, that when they came to the Civil Service Commission, they kind of let a lot of what was in the Civil Service Commission, as far as merit rules was concerned, they left a lot of that alone. So fortunately, The merit rules are still in existence, and they still are in existence pretty much the way they were written. And not much has happened to merit rules since 1997. As a matter of fact, most people that serve on this council don't even know they exist until something happens which allows them to get involved. And such was the case with me this year. And I can recall that early in the my tenure on this particular council, I submitted a couple of complaints to the Civil Service Commission. And I was told at the time by somebody that works in the mayor's office that had anybody bothered to look at the merit rules and really study them, that those two complaints I made would not have been necessary. And I wouldn't have had to go through some of the stuff that we went through this year. But I would like to say something in commissions about commissions in general. And nowadays, commissions are pretty much volunteers who get no credit for anything. And I'd like to dedicate what I'm about to say to those people who serve on commissions, because that's a kind of a quiet dedication, the kind of dedication that most people get no service for. They get no recognition for that quiet dedication. I can remember as a teacher that there were a lot of teachers like that. They go through their entire careers in a life of quiet dedication and never make any splashes or waves or anything like that, but they do their job. When you think about some of the commissions that we have in this town, very, very dedicated people work on the public safety commissions, police and fire, the Civil Service Commission, the Finance Board, and things like that. Consider the work that they do and the time that they have to put in. It's something special. It's very difficult for people like Justin Dorsey and people like that to find people, the mayor usually recommends them, to serve on commissions and do it in a dedicated fashion. Some people, you know, really, really put themselves out to serve on these commissions. Just consider, for instance, the last month or so, what the Finance Board had to do to come up with a budget to give to the mayor. So I'm saying that right now I am dedicating these words to all the members of the commissions to serve unselfishly, I wish that you have as much luck. And I continue to have as much luck to get people to take these jobs on, because it's a thankless job in most cases. People don't even know they're doing it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. All those in favor of the referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 12, Alderman Sanchez.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to accept and adopt Resolution 12.
Seconded
by Alderwoman Collins.
This resolution allows the Local Prevention Council to receive $5,675 from the Substance Abuse Action Council. Funds will be used for the prevention of alcohol, tobacco, and bullying activities throughout the city. There is a no-match obligation for the city as well. I urge adoption.
Thank you. I think Zena is here, maybe. If anyone has any questions about the items listed in the resolution, but if I don't see anybody raising their hands, I'm not going to assume anyone has anything to say. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Alderman Belinsky, seconded by Alderman Giantonio. We are, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned at 8:18 p.m. Have a good night, everybody.
Y'all have it for the mic? I don't know.